Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 31st Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Indola, producing and presenting this program. In the Gospel today, it is more or less saying that there is no room for pride for those in the kingdom of God. Pride meaning showing off in front of other people and feeling good about ourselves, thinking that we are the only ones who achieve things. We only achieve things with the power of God working in us. This is really Jesus hitting out very strongly at the status quo of his time, namely the scribes and the Pharisees. And remember, he is speaking in the temple. These scribes and Pharisees are stewards over a great spiritual treasure. And Jesus wants his disciples to avail themselves of that treasure, because the history of the Jewish religion is to the glory of God and is of utmost importance. And Jesus said, therefore, don't think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy, rather to fulfill. And then he added, but don't do as the scribes and the Pharisees do. The scribes and the Pharisees fail to practice what they preach. Their lack of integrity undermines their work. They spend their days debating the fine points of the law and burden the people with their findings. They feel disdain rather than compassion for the people. They seek glory for themselves rather than seeking to glorify God. They love the honor associated with their positions in that society. They make their phylacteries broad. These are leather boxes containing one or more scrolls inscribed with passages of scripture in accord with the law. The phylacteries serve as a constant reminder of God's law. Therefore, they wear them on their foreheads, or their arms, or doorposts and gates. They seek personal honor for obeying and adhering to these rules and customs. And they have titles such as rabbi, father, priest, teacher. And these are positions of power over others. And the true meaning that they are of service to the people is lost. They created thousands upon thousands of rules and regulations, and therefore made it an intolerable burden. It oppressed the people. That is why when Jesus came, he found the people heavily overburdened and oppressed. What was the first miracle of Jesus? He changed water into wine. He came to bring joy and freedom to an oppressed people. Jesus' disciples are not to seek such elevation over their sisters and brothers, but are to acknowledge their equality under one teacher, Jesus Christ. At some point, of course, we realize that Jesus, in fact, is calling us away from self-seeking life that pulls at us like a great magnet and leads us to a life of vainglory, wanting to be admired and popularity among our fellow human beings. The kingdom of God is an upside-down world, a kingdom where the rules are the opposite of the world's rules. What Jesus was calling for was a complete set of new rules of love and service. Jesus explains the new rules, and I quote, "But he who is greatest among you will be your servant." If you want to be great, start polishing other people's shoes and making other people's beds and feeding other people's hungry children. And I quote again from today's gospel, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." That, too, is very different from the world's rule. Be humble and not seeking self-glory. We are part of God's kingdom if we have made God king in our lives. And that means every aspect of our lives, from our getting up every day to our going to rest every night. Jesus calls us not to be like the scribes and the Pharisees, but to be humble servants. The whole of the Ten Commandments are based on two great principles. They are based on reverence, reverence for God, for God's name, for God's day, for the parents God has given to us. They are based on respect, respect for a man's life, respect for oneself. These principles are eternal and unchangeable. Here is the test of any presentation of religion. Does it make wings to lift us up? Or is it a dead weight to drag us down? Does it make joy or depression? Whenever religion becomes a depressing affair of burdens and prohibitions, it ceases to be a true religion. For us today, we may ask ourselves, is Jesus Christ important to us in that, for instance, we consult him every time in prayer? We believe him to be in our lives, and in every challenge and conflict, we ask him for help. Do we see him in the events of our lives? Do we hear him shouting from the rooftops, "I am with you, do not be afraid"? If we don't have this personal relationship with God, or in other words, Jesus, then we are not a good example to others, especially the young people who need us to be good examples. We don't have to put people off with pious talk. But everything we say and do and refuse to say and do can be our witness. Have a good word for everyone. Help people to see the brighter side of things and events. Be there when the lonely and oppressed want us to listen to their story. These are some of the new rules of love. We never do anything to be noticed by others, which leads us on to pride. We should only be proud of what God has done for us in our lives. Have a beautiful Sunday. May God bless you, and may you experience his love, and you can experience to practice your faith to be a witness to others, and especially during this week coming now. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessings.